Before we get to the season finale of The Winter of Stein, if this is the type of show that you like, you're going to love all of the shows on the Collider Network on Podcast One. It's the YouTube channel turned podcast super network that has got everything for your pop culture needs. Check out Collider Sports, Jedi Council, One-on-One with Christian Harloff, Movie Trivia Schmodown, Movie Talk, and so much more. Check out the Collider Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Season finale, Winter of Stein. We are back, and Eric, my man, what is good?
What a life we lead in the Winter of Stein.
Eric, have you recovered from last week's citrus poisoning?
Actually, when I just got the mic out, I did notice there is a couple of sticky spots.
Is it
sometimes scented? I use the mic for things other than podcasting, you know?
Oof. All right, Eric, here we are. We are recording this on Tuesday the 12th. It is one day before the Celebrity Big Brother finale coming up on Wednesday night. Can you talk us through your game plan for watching the finale?
My game plan is I am going to be doing work, DVR it, and watch it whenever I get to it.
Will you be spoiled by social media?
Undoubtedly.
Okay. Eric, what a week it's been in the Big Brother house, because we've had a double eviction. We're down to five people. We had a recap. Mark McGrath and Marissa Jarrett-Winoker showed up. What are your takeaways from the last week since the last Winter of Stein?
Well, I was very interested to see that Mark McGrath is a goblin. So that was cool. I enjoyed that, but I guess nice to see him again. That was
always
great. I was very impressed that Dina did a Big Brother first by vicking to evote someone.
Yes.
That I had never seen before.
Yeah. Unprecedented. She...
Vic to evote Tom.
Vic to evote Tom.
Is that a power move? Like she's going to be on Game Changers, right? She's reinventing the rules.
Is that a power app, the Vic to evote?
Yeah, that's great. Like, yes, Dina, you have received the Vic to a vote power. I love that. I enjoyed the
Vic to a vote, Tom.
I'd like to say this is the first time we've ever seen this, but I also enjoyed them fabricating a competition to try and help Tom stay
yes.
in the game. That's the old Dan Giesling playbook when he, the week of his funeral, everyone forgets that they just miraculously unveiled a Pandora's box that gave him an extra veto competition that week.
Yes.
And he lost both of them.
So this was a safety comp for Mr. Tom Green, or I guess for any of the house guests in this unprecedented move. Eric, how did you like that when they announced that twist, but nobody was there to see it? Is that if a twist debuts, but nobody hears about it, does it exist?
I got to give Julie credit. Normally, that's when her wires start short-circuiting.
Right.
That's very akin to not having programming in her ear.
Yeah, you could lose the programming in your ear, and then you're toast after that.
Yeah, but I mean, she just rolled with this. Hey, I know we just played an entire clip explaining this, but let me talk you through it. And what was really shocking is that she was able to explain it. I'm surprised she knew what had just rolled.
Yeah, she was able to remember it. And Tom Green is gone. Any thoughts on Tom Green being out?
I enjoyed Tom. I do think it was a little bit probably tinted by the fact that some people were less enjoyable than Tom. I don't know that Tom was like the best Big Brother personality I've ever seen, but I really enjoyed him. I liked how he thrust himself into the game. He took it for what it was and made the most of it, which I really enjoyed. And what I've enjoyed even more than that is all of the pathetic tweets and Instagrams from past house guests, from regular Big Brother, reaching out to Tom. Hey, man, I know you're adjusting back to the real world. If you ever need a a voice of reason. We've all been through it. Yes. I'd love to grab you a cousin Brewski and talk you through
cousin
your
Brewski.
Now, I've seen some of the real heavy hitters of BBUS, note the sarcasm, reaching out like as if Tom Green's going to be sitting there at home reading this like, oh, wow. Ryan from Big Brother Canada wants to talk to me about
this. Hey, that's
this.
A fellow Canadian.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's going to meet up with him tomorrow. Good stuff, guys.
Yeah, so how would you recommend this move? Because I've seen on Reddit that Josh Martinez was FaceTiming with Jonathan Bennett. So how do you make that move, Eric? How do you go from being a regular old Big Brother contestant to rubbing elbows with celebrity Big Brother contestants?
If you are not one of the all-time heavy hitters, and I mean like a top fiver, you better have been on in the last year, better have won, or better be really, really hot.
Okay.
Only things, if you can offer maybe a good party in LA, I mean, okay, but you know, what do I really have to lend an ear to Kato Kaelin? You know, what am I going to really do for this man? So there needs to be a purpose. I think something they're getting out of it.
Okay. All right. Eric, let's get into some of the questions from our listeners here in the Winter of Stein finale. We talked about Tom Green, but another person went home in our double eviction, and that was Natalie Eva Marie. And so, of course, Natalie Eva Marie was somebody, she was a polarizing figure in the house. A lot of people thought she was doing really well, and then it sort of ultimately turned. But let me start with a voicemail from one of our listeners, Eric, another Eric.
Whoa.
Hey, Rob.
Eric, what is happening? I just want to let you guys know that I like listening to you as far as I can throw you guys. And trust me, I can throw you pretty far.
Yes.
Wait. What? I think that makes sense.
Okay. People flagged this, wanted us to talk about this. This was a quote from Natalie Eva Marie talking about Tom Green.
I do not trust Tom as far as I can throw him. And trust me, I can throw him pretty far.
Okay. I don't
trust him a pretty good amount, right?
I don't trust Tom as far as I can throw him. And trust me, I can throw him pretty far. So it's even a double trust, right?
I do not trust Tom as far as I can throw him. And trust me, I can throw him pretty far.
Okay.
Was this some Dr. Will type of stuff here? Like, are we supposed to trust what she's saying? Are we not supposed to trust what she's saying? What is she saying?
So how much can Natalie Eva Marie trust Tom Green based on that statement?
Well, I feel like Tom Green also had a previous comment about trusting someone as far as he can throw a stick. So I think in order to get to the bottom of this, we need to decide, can she throw Tom Green farther than Tom Green can throw a stick? That comes into the equation here. So I'm assuming that she could probably throw him farther, which means I would say she can trust him a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Based on what I'm taking away from that.
She's strong.
But she wants him out. She trusts him too much.
I can't. That's careful. Be careful. Yeah. Because, you know, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Well, notice she wasn't a math scholar. You know, this is... She was a pro wrestler.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of pro wrestling, let's take a question from Edward Morris, who says that who wished Eva Marie a more sincere best of luck on your future endeavors, WWE or Tom Green? So, Eric, on Friday night in the double eviction, Tom Green to Natalie Eva Marie, I wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors. And that did not really register anything to me, but a lot of wrestling fans seem to flag this, including Edward here, who flags a tweet from the WWE from August 4th, 2017 of WWE wishes Eva the best in all of her future endeavors. So Eric, what is this all mean?
Well, Edward is 100% correct. This is standard WWE lingo for firing someone. Always has been used for years, but I'm going to really shock you right now. Tom is not the first person to think of this zinger. I wish the WWE best in their future endeavors when I left.
Where?
It did not land. They were like, get the hell out of the office.
You just did it in person.
Oh yeah, we were having a mutual parting of ways, yeah. Where basically they said I sucked and I said they sucked, and then I dropped that. They didn't seem amused. It didn't seem like it was the first time that they had heard that. And they basically, and then they really got mad when I gave them an invoice for a fax machine I had purchased and asked for a reimbursement.
So you didn't like go on MySpace and post best of luck in your future endeavors. You in the office, you wish them. And this is
like a big mic drop moment as I was leaving. And they were just like, good. Thanks. Get out of here.
So was this a coincidence, or is Tom Green like a big wrestling fan that he knew this very inside reference?
No, I think Tom Green had to know it. It's too on the nose what you say to someone as you're saying goodbye to them and punting them out. So I think it was had to be some real shade coming from Tom Green.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see could this lead to the Tom Green Eva Marie WrestleMania match possibly coming up in a few months?
Okay. So that will this make her trust him more or less?
Maybe it could be a mixed tag match, and it could be Tom and a stick versus Eva Marie and her trust for him.
Okay. All right.
That's going to be a tough pitch in the room. They're going to wish us luck.
Eric, on Friday, I know you were on pins and needles waiting to see the debut of the long-awaited sitcom featuring Meta World Peace and Ross Matthews. And so we have a question for you from Force of Will, who writes, if Gallagher was five oofs, did Cousins break the oofometer?
I am planting my flag with the tall and short of it. I will never tune into Cousins again. Did not care for it. And I only support Fessy and JC and their beef sauce comedy odd couple duo. This had nothing on them. And I'm very upset about this.
Okay. All right. A couple of things. We're going to talk about the Cousins. But first, before we get into the oofometer, Eric, that your signature catchphrase, oof, seems to have really taken off. People are oofing all over the place, including even during the commercials for Big Brother. Listen to this commercial that has been airing during Big Brother.
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean with Odor Blasters detergent. It eliminates tough odors and blasts away the oof for a clean that will leave you in...
We need some of that. So did Cousin. Oh, man. Would you say that I've become an influencer?
Yeah, I think so.
Might I be able to get an Arm & Hammer ad on Instagram, possibly?
Yeah.
Eric Stein says, no oopsie.
Yeah, blast away the oof with Eric.
I'm sure if I reach out to them for that, I'll get the same response I got from Kato Kaelin and WWE. They'll just wish me well in my future.
All right, Eric. So you are a fan of the tall and short of it and not of the Cousins. Is that because we actually saw an episode of Cousins and only saw the theme song for the tall and the short of it?
I think you're right. It was the allure of not knowing. Now I know too much about Cousins.
We know too much. Okay. Eric, we first heard about that on social media on Friday afternoon when we saw a number of tweets, including this one from Meta World Peace. He says, this was so much fun. Can't wait to see it on tonight's episode. Was great to connect with last year's CBB winner at Hello Ross. Catch it tonight, 8 to 10.
I know everyone's like, oh, the shade from Meta. There was no shade from Meta. He really thinks Ross won. Let's be clear about this.
Classic.
And he's like honored. He's there. He's like, hey, they got back the two best players from the season. This is incredible.
Yeah, they got the two best players back. Okay.
Eric, how come we haven't seen Keisha back?
I don't know.
No longer welcomed?
I'm not sure. I feel like that. I said this last night on the podcast, but James Maslow has been missed.
Oh yeah, he's probably out with the Willett sisters right now. And Jonathan Bennett.
Yeah, they've been able to make the jump, but that other house guest. I know Big Meech was trying to track down James Maslow. Has not worked out yet.
Well, I'm sure she tracked him down, but the restraining order says 500 feet.
Okay, Eric, here's what I want to do with you, okay? I just heard that Cousins has been picked up for the back nine, Eric, and we, as the executive producers of Cousins, are scrambling to bang out nine more episodes of Cousins.
Yes, yes.
All right, can we do it?
I think let's see what we got in the pipeline here, but I'm excited.
Okay. All right. No bad ideas in brainstorming, Eric.
All right. Ariadna is introduced as Ross's wife.
Okay. She's Ross's wife. Why? Is this like some sort of does she need to stay in this country?
I like that. Yes, that is very good. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. that I like. Or she finished second place in a beauty contest. Monopoly only gave her $10 and she has nowhere to stay. So she starts staying in their garage, perhaps. Could be another option.
Okay, I like it. I like it. What about, is it possible that Meta World Peace has to go somewhere and Ross is tasked with babysitting Orwell the Owl?
Yes. Okay. I like that. I like that.
Unfortunately,
hijinks will ensue.
Yes. Orwell the owl, that Ross feeds it the wrong thing and Orwell the owl expires. And so Ross has to get a different owl and replace it. Oh, let's say for the sake, it's a family show. He flies away and then Ross has to get a new owl and then convince Meta it is the old owl.
Now, I think we might be on the same page here. Do you have a specific owl in mind?
No, tell me.
Oh, well, there was a visitor, you know, or at least a bird that visited
no.
house this summer. No, okay, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I guess this is a to tie into our next question, which is which CBB US 2 house guest could be joining the Cousins cast? What if it's Sweeps Week? Can we bring anybody in to the Cousins house from this Big Brother?
I think it's going to, I mean, if we want to really twist things up, we're going to have to bring in the Mooch, right?
Oh, the Mooch. Why? Yeah. Now, maybe is either Meta or Ross running for some sort of like political office and the Mooch is going to be
Meta
there.
Meta is running for office. Yes.
Meta and the Mooch comes in and he's going to be like the fixer and he's going to get the whole Meta World Peace campaign operation together.
I like that. Or could Ross be getting himself ready for something and Ryan Lochte comes in to get him into the best shape of his life, possibly. I think that could be nice as well.
He's like some sort of a trainer.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
And he sets up a endless pool in the backyard, but he accidentally puts it up to the highest level instead of putting it on beginner.
Ross goes flying out of the pool. Whoa!
Yeah, you gotta bring in Joey.
Well, what if we do like a Who's the Boss with Bathman as the live-in Manny?
Possibly. Oh, so he's gonna come in and they hire a cleaning man because Meta is so messy. And then, so what's going on? Is Joey like too intense that even he's getting on Ross? Like Ross thinks it's gonna solve all their problems, but then they have to figure out how to get rid of him?
Yeah. I think it's like, he's like, how do you guys keep anything fresh in this refrigerator?
Yeah.
He's losing it and there's shrimp on the floor. Oh,
that's a big problem. Is there any way that we could bring in JC also? Can we have a crossover with the tall and the short of it?
I mean, that does feel like something CBS would potentially do, but I don't know. JC's pretty big time now. You know, he has the power of the publicist on his side, so I'm not sure if he would make an appearance on their show.
Yeah. Could there be a charity basketball game between Meta World Peace and Ross Matthews?
Ooh, who would they be fundraising for? I don't know. Sounds like this could be take a dark turn.
All right, forget it. Okay, all right. Speaking of things that took a dark turn, Eric, let's talk about the saga that Gwen brings up. Would you rather Watch the finale episode of CBB US 2 or an episode of Catfish MTV based on Dina and her boyfriend. This ended up being the biggest story of the winter here on Celebrity Big Brother when Dina Lohan talked about her romance with a man that she has been talking to for, I guess, 5 years, but she has never met. Eric, let me play you the story in full, just so we can have it reset here before we talk about Dina Lohan's relationship. Here's Dina talking about her boyfriend.
I can't wait to tell you about this guy. Been talking to him for 5 years, like every day, a lot. I feel like I know him. You know when you talk to someone on the phone, like you feel like you know them?
Okay, I guess so. You feel like you know somebody when you talk to them on the phone. Okay, keep going.
I miss a special someone. I'm in New York. He's in another state. It's just, it's personal.
Have y'all met?
No, we will.
Oof. Okay, we'll keep going.
Okay.
I know, you're getting, it's not like that. I swear to you, he's real.
Not looking great.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, I think.
I swear, it's crazy, but I'm going to marry him. It's really true.
Yesterday. Oh, sorry. You tweeting?
Nothing.
Okay, enter Tamar.
I talked to his mom. Like,
girl, that's straight up catfish.
I swear to God, you guys are going to
catfish.
Know.
5 years. But no FaceTime?
No FaceTime.
He doesn't use that.
Lies. It's 2019.
Lies.
My mother's 71 and she uses it. That's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of the devil's stomach. Don't you believe that?
How come Lindsay Lohan mama got a catfish?
Now, she talked to his mom, Eric. Does that change the story?
Nope. Oof. This is bad. This is bad, Rob. This is bad. This is not aligned with her other story from the recap, in which she knows from her own tabloid experiences that the tabloids do not tell the truth about her family. So they know that Ryan's telling the truth because the tabloids must have lied about Ryan. But here's the thing. The tabloids must be telling the truth about Dina's family because this person is supplying the information to the tabloids because she is willingly telling her story.
Oh,
5 years.
Boy, wow. This is a story where this person is like a reporter and they're talking to Dina Lohan. And then
it seems like an easy way to make some money.
Dina Lohan is inadvertently telling all of the Lohan family secrets to this person who is a reporter who's stringing her along.
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
That's a good theory.
A max out on the oofometer.
Yeah.
Yikes. This is not good. I mean, this is really quite ludicrous. Under no scenario could they not visit each other. You know, if this was really significant to her. But I have watched several episodes of Catfish, and I will tell you that normally someone who is on the receiving end of this type of situation, it's because they are looking to have a listening ear. You know, they're going through some tough times. And I think maybe Dina just needed someone to, you know, be there for her.
Okay.
And as luck would have it, someone did reach out to me with a confession, and it was not who we saw on the Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. So who reached out to you with a confession?
Just stay right there for 1 second. You can monologue. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Eric has walked off the set, and he is going to come back to give us some breaking news, maybe some breaking entertainment news. Oh, okay. With some breaking entertainment news. Eric, what do you have?
I'm here with Dina Lohan's catfish himself, Baby Dino the dog. He said he was motivated by the fact that he only knows the letters D-I-N-O, and he recognized three of them. So he thought that they might be a good couple, and he has been speaking with her for the last 5 years.
Wow. You heard it here first. a confession from Dino the dog. Tell Nev to call off the hunt for the catfisher, as he has offered to solve this mystery. Nev Schulman.
Well, now you understand the story, because of course baby Dino the dog cannot send a FaceTime or a photo. He can't sign into his phone. He doesn't have face recognition and his paw's too big. So he's typing all kinds of numbers when he tries. So he just uses a voice texting system. It's a muddy, but I do think their love is real. He seems to have feelings and he just hopes that they can morph together and she can become baby Dino, his dog, or whatever that okay. would be.
Will baby Dino the dog file custody of Lindsay Lohan?
Well, great news is we have Lindsay Lohan here with us today. So what do you feel about that, Lindsay?
You're not my dad. You're not. You're a dog.
Why? What's wrong with your dad, Lindsay? Something going on with your dad?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's switch gears and let's talk about that, because Michael Lohan is in the news. The Michael Lohan. Reality TV fans may recognize Michael Lohan from his boxing match versus Johnny Fairplay about some 10 years ago. Eric, did you get that one on pay-per-view?
Oh, I was there in the front row. Guess some honor.
Yeah. So here's a news story. Michael Lohan is in the news. I feel like that this has not gotten a lot of play this week, but here we go. Michael Lohan, father of Lindsay, ex-husband of Dina Lohan. He gave an exclusive to theblast.com.
Yes. Very credible source. Also, possibly her catfish.
Theblast.com. That sounds like a newspaper that Gallagher might be working for.
What a life we lead at theblast.com.
Blast.com.
I'm going to give everyone here one of my watermelon facials.
A watermelon blast.
Nice
hey.
Squirt.
Okay.
Is it possible, and I'm not even kidding, that Michael Lohan is in fact the actual catfish?
Okay, well, let me give you this story. Headline here. Celebrity Big Brother antics by Dina Lohan triggers Michael Lohan to take legal action for her $100,000 payday. This is from February 10th. Dina Lohan has been very open about her family and possibly fake relationship while on Celebrity Big Brother, but nobody has been paying closer attention than her ex-husband, who now plans to take legal action against the show's producers in an attempt to garnish Dina's wages. Michael Lohan tells The Blast, "From the time Dina told me she was going on Celebrity Big Brother, I was rooting for her. But then when she brought me into the show to make herself look like a victim, I drew the line." What is Michael Lohan talking about, Eric?
Yeah, well, first of all, we all know that Dina never spoke on the show, so that's a complete fabrication.
Except about the catfish thing.
Yeah, second of all, she is not in a fake relationship. She's in a real relationship with a fake person.
Yes. Yes.
And then, boy, talk about trying to keep your own name in the news here. So, right, somewhere on the feeds. Now, presumably, Michael Lohan probably signed a waiver, right? I mean, even back in my day, they would cut the feeds as soon as I made fun of one of my friends from back home who didn't sign a waiver. You can't lead me to believe that she was going on and on about her ex-husband, who's a public figure, and they just let this roll on the feed. So he probably signed a waiver, in which case that means he has no right to anything. And if he didn't sign a waiver, well, then that's a big mistake from Button Boy. So he's going to be hearing from Dina's lawyers.
So Lindsay Lohan's father is referring to comments Dina has been making to the other house guests about her former marriage with Michael and the financial turmoil he allegedly left her in afterwards. I'm assuming this was on the live feeds, because I don't recall this from the show, even from the clip show. "With regards to money, I bought her house," Michael explained, adding that when we divorced, I gave her the house for the kids. "And I have it all to her for the kids, but it came back to bite her in the ass because she kept the kids from me."
I worked hard boxing, Johnny Fairplay. I did a Cato Kaelin celebrity poker tournament. It was me and John Gosselin.
Yeah.
Joey Buttafuoco. It's great. I mean, this is completely preposterous, but also this is making me sad. You see, the point of the show is supposed to be to pull back the curtain on celebrity life and get to see a little bit of their personalities we would not get to see on a regular basis. Instead, what we've learned is that the mother of a world famous movie superstar, as well as an Olympic hero, are both so dirt broke that they are, you know, this is like the greatest moment of their career being on the show. I mean, they're one step from being a regular Big Brother house guest.
Oh no. Don't say that.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had an ex-husband to pay for my house.
Well, it was here's where the $100,000 comes in. That Michael Lohan is upset that Dina Lohan is talking smack about him. So after feeling trashed by his ex, Michael Lohan says he's taking legal action if she brings his name or the allegations come up with any more lies about him. He says, I still have a $100,000 judgment on her and I never pursued it because she's so broke. But after this, the network and production company will be getting a call from my lawyers if she keeps up these antics.
Well, on the plus side, we do know that she could get a job at Lindsay's summer house in Mykonos or whatever that show is. You know, mm-hmm. She can always, that's a paycheck waiting for her. So hopefully this will sort itself out. Maybe her Bren could help settle this or pay for some of these things. I mean, this is tough. It sounds like Michael is hurt that they might not be able to get back together after finding out that she's been in a clandestine 5-year relationship. This is a mess.
Eric, also that Michael Lohan is vowing to get the money that Dean owes him, but he says, when I get it, I'll donate the money to a charity for addiction. So, okay. So,
Eddie.
The charity money is coming, charity. Michael Lohan is going to bring the money to the charity.
Yes, that's great. What a noble guy.
Yeah.
Only covering this humanitarian act through theblast.com, as anyone would.
So it could be a subplot to watch if Dina Lohan ends up winning that $250,000 on Wednesday night, Eric, that Michael Lohan could be waiting there to...
The press release is ready. I heard some more things on the feeds.
You've been served.
By John Dalton.
Okay, let's go into a lot of Joey Lawrence last night, Eric, on the recap of the recap. This was a tweet, and this is one from at Sesternino Bubble Butt on Twitter. Says, I can't stop thinking about Joey as Mr. Clean. It's the perfect alter ego, as nobody realizes that he is secretly Bathman. But the million-dollar question, what is his kryptonite? Is baby powder on the dumbbells or a bad skin day? We need a better understanding of our hero.
Yep, bathroom mold, dirty grout. That could be a mess. Warm temperatures in the refrigerator. This is a pulling back of the shower curtain that I didn't need about celebrities. But it's just how fussy and particular and difficult this man is.
Yeah. First off, do we even want to explore why there's somebody on Twitter at Sesternino Bubble Butt?
Yeah, I was too uncomfortable. So I just had to glance right over that. But at first I was trying to make out if the icon, like the picture was supposed to represent the bubble butt, but then I realized that was just like a no-name like Twitter picture.
Yeah, so, okay.
Hey, listen, there's worse things to be known for, Rob.
I guess so. I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't want a Stein flat butt account. Oh, God, now it's going to be on here in 2 hours.
Okay. So, Eric, is baby powder on the dumbbells, is this a real thing?
You smell like a baby and it's nice.
Uh-oh. Is that a prank in the Big Brother house?
I mean, it could be. It could be like anthrax, you know? It's like very dangerous. That's why he's concerned about it. I mean, boy, Very tiny things can set this poor man off. I mean, maybe, let's think about this. We thought maybe he's covering up his Batman alter ego, but maybe this is more like the Hulk. And when he encounters something like baby powder and he freaks, he turns into Batman, and that he has the superpower. It's like an ultra Mr. Clean who has to take on the job at that point.
Yeah, but Eric, isn't it baby powder the antidote to clamminess? So you would think that Joey would like baby powder.
I should speak with him. I'm going to reach out to him. I say, hey, man.
Wait, are you?
I went through the same experience as you. I want to talk baby powder together.
Are you perhaps the arch enemy of Batman?
I think we've said too much.
You said too much. This is another question. This is from Maggie. Says, is Shower Man maybe the nemesis of Batman? Did you spot Shower Man during the living art exhibit, Eric?
Is it possible that this is
Brent the Shower Man?
Brent the Shower Man. Where does he fit into all of this?
What do you think of the living art, Eric?
I actually thought it was really cool. I wish they could have done more with it, because they really did a beautiful job with it. It seemed like so much more effort went into that than the rest of the season combined. And it was kind of glanced over. That's a tough competition. I mean, if you don't know what you're looking for and you have no reason to think that's what you're playing and you're running around. So I thought that like it was a job really well done that had very little bang for its buck. So I mean, like, countless hours and amount of manpower and extras and costumes,
they body had to do painting, right?
Stuff. Yeah, probably not worth it in the long run. But I will say kudos to them; very original idea. And I kind of actually loved the fact that it was a competition type that we've never seen before. Not the living art itself, but the manner of question answering. You know, not an AB, not a true false. I thought that was kind of cool. It was a little bit different. I liked them to see them taking interesting swing. So I was a fan of this. Boy, I'd be quite frightened if I went to get into the shower and that man attacked me. That would be terrible.
Yeah. I kind of feel like the idea with like counting them, it's like, yeah, they didn't really get a lot of bang for their buck for like the 90 seconds. Like, I feel like it would have been like, if they would have just like let, like they woke up one morning and they were all there scaring them. I feel like that could have been more fun.
Oh, absolutely. Do they have a wall in the shower? That's, boy, a celebrity perk right there. We did not have a wall, I'll tell you that much.
A wall between the two showers?
Yeah, no, we had like a flimsy curtain that did absolutely nothing.
Yes. All right. We'll have to wait for...
Hey, good for them. Nice and private.
Yeah. Let me go to then another question for you, Eric, about Joey. This was from Nene D. What do you guys think about the coconut oil? We got to see, we know that Joey, his favorite oil is olive oil. He talked about that. Wait, hold on. What do you have here, Eric?
Nothing at all. Just keep the questions coming. It's all good.
This was Joey talking with Ryan Lochte last night.
A lot of other oils, like coconut oil. So you know what it does inside your body? Clogs arteries.
Yep. I use coconut oil for something else.
Oh, sorry. My feet were dry. I was distracted.
You're dry your feet. No, yes. No. Okay. Yeah, Ryan Lochte.
I mean, that's pretty funny. That's pushing the envelope for normally where they'll go with the celebs. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think your theory from last night was right. I think he uses it for full body shaves.
You think so? All right. Do they supply you with coconut oil in the Big Brother house?
No, they did not. Although when I got to the jury house, they handed me personally a box of condoms. I was like, thanks. What is this? And they said, you know, Eric, we want you to have a nice time in here, but CBS, we're not going to pay for anything if there's any Big Brother babies. And I said, what in the world are you talking about? And they were like, all right, welcome to the jury house. And that was it. That's the last time it ever came up. No coconut oil, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Do they make that clear to everybody?
It seems more of like a jury personal house. One-on-one. Yeah. Conversation. I mean, it's possible that they, gave Dustin and Jen Johnson the same speech, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Let's go to another tweet. This is from Liquid 8. What previous Big Brother contestant might be a show match for Lolo? You know, we heard Lolo talking on the show last night about how it's been so hard for her to meet somebody.
I've never had sex.
You a virgin?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not yet. Not yet for Lolo. She has not found Mr. Right. So no.
This is really the crossroads of where Olympic training, religion, and a highly unpleasant personality meet, and that's how you end up unable to find love. I mean, she seems to think that it's the fact that she's a virgin, but I know plenty of virgins who have found love. I think she might need to dig deeper. Possibly. I don't know. Who do you have in mind as a possible fit for her? Who can handle all of Lolo's quirks, so to speak.
That's a good question. So the question is is Lolo picky? That's what we have to really ask ourselves first.
I think she probably is. So is it going to be someone who's going to like put her in her place, or someone who's like super go with the flow, or someone who shares her core values?
I think I would start with somebody who's going to go with the flow. Somebody who's just going to like whatever Lolo's going to throw at this person, he's going to take it.
So like David Gurdon, perhaps.
I don't know. Is he gonna wait for Lolo?
No, maybe not. Maybe not. You're right. He might be all about the sex. So that's good. who's maybe someone that someone would recognize from the last 10 years that she could possibly date? A lot of guys are in showmances still. That's tough.
Yeah.
Donnie.
Yeah, is Donnie single and ready to mingle?
I don't know, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he'd go with the flow. I feel like so
go with the flow. I'm not seeing any real fits for her. This is not that I can't think of the past house guests. It's that I can't think of the past house guests that would date Lolo or that she would date them. You know, this is a tough situation.
Right. So are there any maybe hot guys from the last year or two that could then reach out to Lolo? This could be the time to strike while the iron is hot.
I mean, right? We have Tyler and Swaggy and Fessy. They're all in showmances.
Scotty. But I think Scotty said maybe Scotty said no on Lolo.
Yeah, Scotty doesn't know how to handle her moves. Mark is still in a showmance, right? About
Summer Steve 2018?
Married. Joey Rod. I don't know. I got nothing. This is tough. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
What were you trying to do?
What about Matt from Big Brother 19? Him and Raven are not together, right?
Oh,
does Lolo nice. Like cereal?
I don't think that's in her her macros.
Does Matt no like sea bass?
Yeah. You think how many boxes of cereal he could get if they didn't order the sea bass?
Okay. All right. Then this is another question for you, Eric.
Even James Ryan is off the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a tough time. I wonder who the new James Ryan is. I haven't been to enough events lately. Like, who is the guy who's just out there as the greeting committee for every woman who comes off the show? That's who we need, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. That would not be tough to figure out.
I'll give Peter Brown a call later and ask him what he's doing.
Okay. Eric, then this is a question from this is a question from Audrey. She says, how many oofs does the Will Smith genie get? Also, who from Celebrity Big Brother would make a better genie?
First of all, and I understand, you know, he's getting up there in years, but I don't think that this, he looks like me with my shirt off. This is not what I would have gone for if I was going to play this role. It's not looking his best. I would say he kind of already looks like Chuck Liddell. I think he'd do a serviceable job. I don't know.
Yeah, boy, people are not loving the Will Smith blue genie.
Yeah, this is something we did not ever need. I think they could have done far better casting. How about like you know, maybe like a Titus Burgess from Kimmy Schmidt? That would have been nice. This is not what I wanted.
Yeah. All right. So, Eric, could we...
This is a four-roofer. This might be the end of his career, except for the fact that, you know, it's going to still make $250 million. So it's like one of those like, well, I'll take a little crap for it in exchange for the bounty of money that is coming his way.
Yeah. Do you think the people might just want to go see it to see the Blue Genie? Like a train wreck.
Possible. Should we be concerned about Michael Lohan trying to garnish his wages after the film?
Why? What?
I don't know. I would just be worried now. I'm out there making money.
Yeah. Michael Lohan is out there for everybody.
If you could get three wishes from a topless Will Smith for the next celebrity Big Brother, what would it be? And I will do you the favor of taking having New York in the cast off the list so you don't give that as the standard canned answer.
Okay. I will wish for, these are only celebrity Big Brother related wishes.
I mean, if you have another, you know, adjacent wish, I'll accept that.
Okay. All right. I will wish for not to take five people to the finale.
Nice.
Okay.
I would actually be very interested in seeing Les Moonves as a house guest. He's always been a champion of the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, you know, all with time, maybe people might be more acceptable of that.
Well, I did notice that in the backyard conversation, I hadn't really given much thought to this, but Ryan and Dina and the Mooch and a few other people, they actually all did have some image rehab to do. So yes, perhaps that was a part of the casting that we were not realizing here.
Yeah.
That these people, you know, who want to show the best version of them. Different, so, you know, with that in mind, anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Let's see. Other celebrity Big Brother wishes. Gallagher is a house guest.
That's the big twist next year.
That'll be the big twist. And then you didn't really know he was one of the house guests.
Yes! What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. I've been homeless and living on the lot since the appearance on last year's season.
Yeah. And then maybe then also let's get throw a couple of like regular Big Brother house guests in there also.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of those who need imagery, so that'll help.
Okay. Eric, then let's see. This is we got a lot of people writing in some version of the question of about will there be any sort of Spring of Stein? People are clamoring for Spring of Stein. Would you like to set the record straight? Let me tell you, William writes in, so let's book the Spring of Stein with Eric. He says, here's three reasons. The season will count towards Eric's reality season total. Dina will get a kick out of the cute talkative moose, and there's endless chatter in the house about loonies.
Oh, I do like loonies and toonies. It's true. I've always wondered to myself how it is. This might be, it's not really off color. It's just, I was curious, you know, how people bring like singles to a strip club. If in Canada they bring loonies and toonies, because I feel like the coins would hurt. So I don't know. I've just always wondered that. But no.
When you call Peter Brown later,
I'll get it. I've also wondered what they call American cheese there. Is that just square yellow cheese?
I don't know if they have it. Maybe they just have to go with cheddar. It's kind of a processed thing, American. I don't know if there's a demand for it.
Yeah, I think you might be right. No, there will not be a Spring of Stein, at least certainly not in that incarnation, because I will be A, hibernating for the spring.
Yes, smart.
B, although I will undoubtedly get ripped for this, I have... although I like almost every Canadian Big Brother house guest that I have ever met and am friends with many, many, many of them, I have never watched so much as 1 millisecond of Big Brother Canada. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm surprised that you watch all these other shows that you never even checked it out.
I think that, you know, we're a little too close to it in Big Brother still. Like, it can't be. Big Brother is already sort of like a de facto year round situation mm-hmm. for people who have been on the show. And I just can't be that intensely zoned in throughout the year. I need to come up for air here and there.
Okay. Eric, people wanted to know, did you happen to see our good friend Pauly Calafiore this week on the show where he and Cara Maria were tattooed and blindfolded?
Oh, you know, I think I caught an earlier incarnation of this a little while back. So I am familiar with it. Have you heard about his tattoo that he got?
I did. I watched the clip on YouTube.
Yes. I have reason to believe that that could one day prove regrettable for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It might, but it might look good if he's to wear her lingerie, as we hear he likes to do.
Yeah. I watched.
Or I might be getting the story wrong.
I watched the clip, and then Cara Maria, that he had a she took the bandage off, and it was a. She's like, oh, what's this? An eagle? And he's like, no, it's not an eagle. And if you're familiar with Game of Thrones, you would know that that is a crow. It's like, boy, well, let's book Pauly on the Game of Thrones recap right now.
Yes, double duty. Yes, he could come in and he could do a Canadian Big Brother episode followed by a Game of Thrones.
Perfect.
Did you see that earlier this week he was on an Instagram Live
yes.
type of situation for the wrong show covering it? He was supposed to be talking about the challenge and became quite irate when he was questioned as to why he was using the X on the Beach account instead.
Yeah. Yes.
His answer was basically something akin to what he said to us once upon a day, which was, well, as long as they're putting money into my bank account, I don't care which account they want me to be using.
Yes. Let me see if I can find that clip real quick, because it was sent to me by some of our listeners. But yeah, they're really, pushing him on all of the MTV channels because that look, when you have a star who's breaking out, you gotta get them out there.
This is all part of the master plan that we heard. This is he is crushing it. He is staying crushing it. It's just like he had planned.
Still crushing it. Let me see if I can find that. I don't see it just yet. Give me one more second and then we'll...
Yeah, he was also the first overall selection on the challenge, which I thought was questionable because there's no reason to believe that he'll have a good performance. But nonetheless, I mean, this man is on fire.
Dude, that's good. He is staying crushing it. No, I don't see it. I don't see it right now, but it's probably for the best. Lowers the chances that Eric or I are going to get killed at any point in the near future. Okay. Eric, a question that has been making the rounds on social media this week was, if you were kidnapped and were being forced to tweet things that appeared normal, what would you tweet to alert us that you need help?
I don't even know what this is a reference to.
This was a Twitter meme where people were tweeting out if they were kidnapped and they wanted to let us know that everything was okay. What would we see on your Twitter feed that would let us know
or that something was wrong?
That you were tweeting under duress, that this was not, this was not actually, that everything was not okay.
Okay. Richard Donato is the greatest Big Brother player of all time. He did not have any assistance from any twists or anyone else in the house or production to help get him there.
Then we would know, call the police.
Yes, and he'd never see it because I'm blocked.
Yes, so ditto. Yeah, so that's good. That would be good. I was trying to think of my own answer to that question. I think it might be something along the lines of, hey, does anybody know the recipe to make slime?
You love slime. You love it in your house, right?
I do love it. I do love it. Or, boy, what a great blindfold challenge.
Ooh, that's good. Or what about, 60 seconds of Cato Kaelin's comedy?
Yes.
Could that be something?
Yes. Eric, yes. Do you have any tips for Cato Kaelin on improving his 1 minute of stand-up?
I mean, I would say that the first thing I would lead with is actually be funny. But the thing is, I think I would have laughed. I mean, on the first hand, I was like, could he make anybody, let's forget Ricky Williams, laugh with this material? But then I actually was laughing because it was so bizarrely terrible that it actually did bring me joy.
Here is the Kato Kaelin comedy routine one more time.
Ding. Whoa. Wow, where'd you get those shorts? You've got milk all over them. Are you from the dairy state?
Okay, let's just break it down. So, for nothing,
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it sounds like that he is accusing Ricky Williams of getting into the coconut oil supply in the house.
Yeah. I guess a little off color. That's why you had to veer into the baby jokes afterwards. All right, what
did Mark Furman plant some DNA on you, Ricky?
Bazinga. You see, that's good. That's funny.
Okay, let's go to joke number two.
Ricky Williams, call me Smiles. Ha, 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 ha.
Ricky Williams, call me Smiles. Okay.
Don't get it. Not great.
Because he's frowning.
I would have led with Anthony Scaramucci was a real house guest. Just kidding. He was the twist.
Your beard looks like a Santa Claus, and you got like a smile about you that children would love. I could see you as a child on your lap going, do some more yoga, do some more yoga.
I could see your beard. It's like a Santa Claus.
I did not like at all. And you could see that Ricky went from like, okay, I'm going to play it straight to actually upset that now there's information circulating about that he's going to have children on his lap. He seemed very disconcerted by this. And this went from plainly not funny to actually now making him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the baby's going like this.
What is he going back to the milk for?
Maybe he's tying Call in. Like, it's all coming full circle. Yeah. It's like, repetition. Somebody right there. I'm going to show him how he milk.
Does Ricky Williams just drink a lot of dairy? Is this a thing?
I mean, really, if you were him, I think I would have just, doubled down on the colon jokes. That works for you always.
Works for me. And then he closes. Here comes the big closer.
I want to take a nap, Papa. I said I want to take a nap, Papa. Oh, Daddy, boo-boo.
OJ thought he was hilarious.
That was pretty good. I'm going to be honest. I'm sure whoever he's partying, I'm sure Jonathan Bennett and Caitlin and whoever he's out there with partying tonight, mm-hmm. he's probably thinks he's a ball of legs.
Yeah. Once upon a time, OJ said, hey, you could live rent free in my back house.
Yeah. In his mind.
my back house. There you go. So I don't know that. But this football player, not laughing. He was not laughing.
But I was thinking about it. Was great to see them back together again after their iconic segment earlier in the.
Yeah, how'd that not make the best of?
Seriously. And then I was thinking about what might be the plot of Bats the Musical, which we have yet to see. And then I was kind of wondering where they would be going with that. And I really didn't get very far down this thought process because I got distracted because one of the cats in the original Broadway is old Deuteronomy. And then I started thinking about how if Kato makes an appearance as old Tummy Hurdy, I thought that could be genius. And then I was like, that would be funny.
You could write it. You could write it.
Nice.
Will they perform the theme to Bats the Musical?
I think it's possible. Then I was also thinking how, like, the iconic song from Cats is Memory. And I was thinking they miss an opportunity to have them sing that in the background of the recap show since,
that's what they should have.
Definitely needed to recap the greatest hits of our recent memory. Is that like for people with short-term memory loss? I mean, why? I know that I'm not the first person to be saying this, but why are they so insistent upon this? Do they really think they're going to get a new viewer who has not seen the prior 30 episodes in the last 3 weeks and suddenly someone's going to catch this episode and they're going to be like, now that I know all this, I'm going to tune in on Wednesday. I mean, what is the reasoning for this? Just air the HOH and the nomination like any other episode.
Well, I don't know. We still got 2 hours to fill on Wednesday.
Oh, Jesus.
But I feel like,
one of my wishes for Big Brother 3 is that there is none.
they bring everybody back for the finale. Like they could fill 5 minutes with like asking questions with the, like, are they too scared of like, we don't know what people are going to say.
I mean, I think at this point it's a 50-50 shot if Jonathan Bennett will even be invited.
Yeah.
What a bizarre omission last night. Very peculiar. I mean, I understand he might not have made the biggest impact, but truly bizarre when they talked about the Ryan Joey bromance. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about rewriting history. That was strange. Even the history of the televised show told us otherwise. Yeah. I don't know what was motivating that.
I don't know. This was another one from earlier this week that, did you catch Ricky Williams' shout outs to his family this week?
I did, but you're going to have to give here we go. Here's again.
Ricky Williams with a shout out to his family.
Love you, Osh, P.E., Blaze.
Ricky Williams shout out to Osh, P.E., and Blaze.
Perhaps it's Chef Richard Blaze.
No, I think that's one of his Rick Williams kids named Blaze.
Oh, it's actually their name. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was just like his dealer or something.
No. That's one of his kids. Eric,
to my
come
boy
on.
Blaze.
Yeah. And then also, let me give you one more email. This is from one
I
of
think
our listeners.
P and E were Paulie and Eric.
Maybe.
This my is men.
This is an email from one of our listeners, Rich. Rich says, my mans, what is good? It's taken me forever to get around to writing. I need to say having Eric Stein on RJP brings me so much joy. First of all, please stay crushing it. I agree that Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, you give it the gravitas it deserves. I couldn't believe when Gallagher showed up on my TV. Second, did you know that Dina Lohan is on Cameo and several of her videos are to everyone, which is that how it works? Do I owe her any or the catfisher any money after I viewed it? So, Eric, I did check out Dina Lohan on Cameo.com. And
old friends, Cameo.com.
Yes. We haven't really done anything with Cameo this year. And you can go ahead and see Dina Lohan is on Cameo, but she is currently unavailable with good reason. But maybe she will be back in business where if you want to contact or catfish her along the way. But Eric, what I want to share with you are that one of the things we've never talked about on Cameo is there is a comment section where you can leave comments for people after you get a Cameo from them. And I happen to be looking at some of the feedback on Dina Lohan's Cameo page, and I unfortunately it has not all gone great. If you check out the reactions, okay, these are some of the responses of people who got cameos from Dina Lohan. She has 21 reviews. Some of them are good, but there are several which are not rave reviews, much like some of the reviews for so another Lohan's projects that I've read over the years. Okay. Dina Lohan cameo reviews include terrible. She didn't even come close to what was asked. The next one, she got all the names wrong and left out the name of our friend we made the video for. It was perfect.
Well, that's the spirit. She recorded all of them in the same t-shirt while walking down the sidewalk in New York City.
The next one, this video is unacceptable. The recipient's name was either cut off or not actually said in the video. This could have been edited to be for anyone, and it feels completely generic. Not at all what was advertised. Okay, then we get thank you, Dina. She said 31st birthday instead of 35th. How about this one? Super disappointing. I've booked 3 cameos now, and this is by far the worst. She doesn't seem to be having fun or doesn't even mention half the information we provided.
Holy moly. Oh, wait, yeah. It's like the bad Taizan Day ones, the ones where she's not having fun. I'm so sorry to hear about.
But if I could sing for you, maybe that would be an improvement. Chocolate rain. Sometimes you get catfished and sometimes it's not a catfish.
How much business is she going to get, though, for people requesting her to leave messages for her own boyfriend now? Mm-hmm. I feel like she could come back to a bounty of money. Of course, she's going to have to give it all to her ex-husband, but I feel like she has big business awaiting her after the house.
Yes. But watch out. Michael Lohan might try to garnish some of these cameo wages. And then last one, she got this review. You didn't include the word flop like I asked, Dina.
Interesting. Perhaps that ties into why we hear about the flip-flops so often.
I remember all my ride or dies from the beginning. I see who flip-flops. I see who comes back when the times are good. I see who leaves when the times are bad.
It's like an improv game. Like the person just sends you a list of 5 words you need to incorporate in your cameo.
Yeah, so somehow, even with all these bad reviews, she still has 4 stars out of 5 according to this meter on Cameo. So maybe this is not working.
Yeah, she paid like a fixer to come and bolster it.
Yeah. Also,
I don't understand. Also, the leaving them to everyone. What does that?
Yeah.
From everyone.
Yeah. So you see some of them are from people, and then it looks like that some of them were, she was like at the maybe Lindsay Lohan resort, and she had some that were for everyone. So you can check out what's going on. Also, some of her cameos are like from really far away, like from 30 feet away.
That's how her boyfriend Skypes her.
Yeah. All right.
Like, oh, sorry. Sorry. It's dark in here.
All right, Eric. What a season on the Winter of Stein. Who's going to win Celebrity Big Brother?
I mean, does it really even matter?
Give us a name.
Like they should just give out a trophy, like Dancing with the Stars. You know, it's like, oh, that was a nice exercise, a participation trophy for all. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know how you would measure playing a good game. Of the remaining people, I guess maybe Ricky played an okay game. He was mostly in the majority. He was not really targeted. I know people could say Candy, but you know she was on the block almost every single episode.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, Lolo, a little agitated throughout the season. Dina, her messages seem like they could be for anyone.
Barely said the word flop. Yeah.
Very generic. Tamar was, I guess she was in the mix. As I said a few weeks ago, I played a bit of that Josh Martinez game. Just never quite knew where she was coming from. Does it feel like anyone deserves to win? Not particularly. Do I want any of them to win? Not particularly. Mm-hmm. I mean, where do you come down on this?
I'd like Lolo to win so I could win the draft.
Oh, that's as good a reason as any.
That's just, otherwise,
I
mean, yeah.
I suppose if we're like, you know, we never like when people use people's like financial situation as a part of how they vote on a Survivor or Big Brother. But I mean, if it really is like the difference in her paying her rent or something, I guess it would be nice if she had that money. We know Dina doesn't even get to keep it. We know Ricky doesn't need it. So Candy certainly doesn't need it or whatever, you know. So I guess it would be nice if Lolo could get some more fish and stuff.
Sea bass ain't cheap.
I mean, the thing is, outside of completely alienating the entire cast with her despicable conduct, I think Lolo probably did play the most dominant game of the people in the house, certainly the loudest, most memorable game. Well,
yeah, winning a lot of comps here towards the end, coming on to hot, coming on strong.
She stunk. I'm totally kidding. She was absolutely terrible the whole time.
Yeah, well, how bad did she stink?
Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean with Odor Blasters detergent. It eliminates tough odors and blasts away the oof for a clean that will leave you in...
She didn't really get dressed very often in the house. A lot of sweatpants. Well, normally the celebrities like really do themselves up.
Yeah.
I guess that's not her angle.
All right.
Who will win? I don't know. If given the choice between, I never actually directly answered the question, watching Dina's catfish episode or watching the finale, I would choose the catfish episode 100 out of 100 times. Someone will just let me know who won. It's fine. We're not doing an episode next week. Who needs it?
Catfish or sea bass?
Oh man, that's tough. We only have room for one. I mean, Seabass is Sebastian's spinoff show that he's doing with Jenna, right?
Stony Baloney, get a bagel. All right.
Yeah, Ricky Williams as his guest, please.
Yeah, for the milkman. Okay. All right. Eric, what a season it's been here on the Winter of Stein. We've got our live coverage coming up on a Wednesday night, 11:15, LFC Roundtable as well. Eric, it is an absolute pleasure to talk to you here in the Winter of Stein. We appreciate you never flip-flopping.
Yes, I am a true ride or die, and I appreciate you having me in spite of my clear disdain for the show that we've been watching. I did actually have fun with it. I actually did enjoy this season. I'm just, being obnoxious.
Okay.
That's great. It's great. This is perfect fodder for us. This, you see, this, it might not be for the masses, but this is right down our pipeline, which is the most important thing to me.
All right. And with that, Eric, let's tease what we might see in the Summer of Stein, perhaps. Let's leave it on a cliffhanger of next time on the show. Eric, I asked him specifically to wish the flop a happy 31st birthday, not 35.
Rob may as well just leave the house now, because if he wins, I'm coming for his wages. If he thinks I'm going to be sticking around for the Summer of Stein.
What will happen to those odors? Will they go from oof to ah? Find out in the Summer of Stein.